It's interesting that Rav Huna got emotional not when he read the pasuk in Yeshaya, Chazon Yeshayo, but he's reading the mitzvah of Aliyah L'Regel, and Rav Huna's living after the Zman of the Churban. He's living Chazon Yeshayo. Now he's reading a pasuk. Wow, there was once a time where Hashem Hatzich gebanked. He wanted to see us so badly, and he was bochi, he would cry, he would mamish choke up because he was so overwhelmed of where the Yidden were, and unfortunately, how low they had fallen. The Gemara says, similarly, the Rav Huna kimati like krab bachi. Rav Huna, when he would come to the following pasuk, he would cry. The pasuk says, v'zavachta shlamim, v'achalta sham. You should shecht karbanei shlamim, and you should eat it where? In Yerushalayim. So Rav Huna said, eved shirabi mitzapa lechel al shulchanoi, an eved whose master so badly wanted a shira meal with him. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, bring karbanos, eat it together with me in the Beis HaMikdash, yisrachik mimenu. He should come to a point where he doesn't want to see him anymore. D'chsev lamali roiv zivcheichem yoyim Hashem. All of a sudden Hashem says, I don't need all your karbanos. I saw Rav Reuven Margolis in his Netzoy Tzeyar. He says, why is it that Dafka Rav Huna was the one that got all choked up when he came to these two psukim? Right, they're very similar. It's the same concept. The concept is you have an Eved who once had this very close relationship with his master. Shalish Paman Bashana Yeroi, come, bring the shlamims and let's eat it together. And now all of a sudden, mi bikesh zois mi etchem rumois chatzeroi, lomali roiv zivcheichem yoymer Hashem. So Rav Reuven Margolis says, he thinks it's not rochik, that maybe the reason this affected him so much is because he had experienced something like this in his own life. We talk a lot about the Gemara above the Metziah, Daflami Gimel Amad Aleph, and Perik Eilu Metzias, where the Gemara says, Rav Huna had a Talmud Rav Chizda. He was his Talmud Mufik. Rav Huna and Rav Chizda, two of the great Amoraim of all time. And there was a little bit of a sichsuch, and the Gemara says as a result of that, for 40 years, Rav Chizda did not visit Rav Huna. Now, it's interesting because we once spoke out a long piece from Rav Reuven Margolis that Rav Reuven Margolis says there was a typo and it wasn't really 40 years, but that's for another day. But the Gemara says, the way we have it in all the Shasin, is that for 40 years, Rav Chizda didn't visit Rav Huna. And he said that here, Rav Huna once had this relationship with his great Talmud, Rav Chizda, and now 40 years, they parted ways. And he says he thinks that maybe when he would see this pasuk and think of this idea, he would get emotional thinking about his own personal experience mit sein eigene Talmud, that he was once, they were sitting on the same shulchan, and for whatever reason, they had separated, they had parted ways. He says maybe that's why he was Rav Huna more than the other Amoraim that this had an impact on.